Lesson 6. Try again. Have you finished your lesson, George? Said Mr. Prentice to his son, who had laid aside his book and was busily engaged in making a large paper kite. No, father, replied George, hanging down his head. Why not, my son? Besides, because it is too difficult, father. I am sure that I shall never learn it. Besides, I can never remember it after I had learned it. My memory is so bad. If I were to promise you a holiday on the 30th of the month at the next, do you think you would forget the date? No, I am pretty sure that I should not. You are first-rate at skating and flying your kite and playing at ball and marbles, are you not? Yes, father. And yet you cannot learn your lesson. My dear boy, you are deceiving yourself. You can learn as well as anyone, if you only try. But I have not tried, father, again urged George. Well, try again. Come, for this afternoon lay aside that kite you are making, and give another effort to get your lesson ready. Be in earnest, and you will soon learn it. To show you that it only requires perseverance, I will tell you a story. One of the dullest boys at a village school, more than 30 years ago, went up to repeat his lesson one morning, and, as usual, did not know it. Go to your seat, said the teacher angrily. If you don't pay more attention to your lessons, you will never be fit for anything. The poor boy stole off to his seat and bent his eyes again upon his lesson. It is of no use. I cannot learn, he said in a whisper to a companion who sat near him. You must try hard, replied the kind-hearted boy. I have tried, but it is of no use. I may just as well give up at once. Try again, Henry, whispered his companion, in an earnest and encouraging tone.